This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, speaking of consumer spending, as Justin was there right at the end of his spot, elsewhere in the GDP report this morning, we learned consumers spent less on goods July through September. Stuff, right, is what goods means. After having spent really hard on goods during the height of the pandemic, because we couldn't really spend on services. So with that in mind, we gave some of our regular retailers a call to see how things are going now that we are ever closer to the holiday retail season. Irene Kesselman runs Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina.
Business has been strong. We are up over last year, and we definitely have seen some price increases across the board. It might be an extra 50 cents. We may add it, or we may look at the item and say, you know what, we'll just take a lower markup on this. We have a note up by the front desk that if, in fact, you see something, we're imploring them to buy it now because we're getting warnings from manufacturers probably weekly. And I am spending an inordinate amount of time chasing the orders that I've placed all the way back, really from the beginning of the year. People know that when they come in here too often, they will say, oh, we just saw it last week. And then they go to buy it a week later and it's gone. So they're really taking the whole buy it now thing seriously.
That was Irene Kesselman. She's the owner of Alley Cat Toys in Carrboro, North Carolina. We'll get another data point on the consumer economy tomorrow with both consumer spending for September and consumer sentiment coming out. Ahead of that, though, Gary Merriman. He runs the Fish Hawk. It's a fly fishing store in Atlanta, Georgia. And lo and behold, he's got the same supply chain woes as the rest of the economy does. So he is doing what the rest of the economy is, dealing as best he can.
We actually sent out a blog about prices changing and supplies being a problem as we get close to Christmas, and it has helped. Some people are noticing, particularly people that were thinking about buying a rod probably back in August, and they come in and that rod is gone, let's just say an example, from $575 to $650. You know, we had kind of a little pickup in supply back in midsummer. And then with the new variant, it sounds like it shut down a lot of other factories or slowed them down. I'm still feeling pretty optimistic. You know, people are going to want to spend money. It's just whether I have the product for them. That's kind of still an unknown to me.
Gary Merriman there, proprietor of the Fish Hawk in Atlanta, Georgia. All your fly fishing needs. I mentioned consumer spending up at the top of the program, up in September, even though the last gasp of federal virus relief money ended early in the month. So we decided to give one of our retail regulars a call. Kristen Tallheimer-Bingham is the co-owner of Dean's Sweets. They're in Portland, Maine.
The last couple of months have been busy, very, very busy. We're still getting most of our business from our original store. The walk-in traffic there has really grown tremendously over the past several months. We've definitely gotten a lot more corporate orders and turn down service. It's kind of all over the map, to tell you the truth. But we've also just started working with a brand new hotel, and so they seem to be ramping up their turn down service and their guest amenities. Our prices have stayed the same for a long, long time, and we are feeling a little bit of a crunch. Our payroll is higher because we have so much more demand. And right now, we're still going to stay the course in terms of our prices. We're not planning on raising them in the foreseeable future. You know, if we sell more chocolate with a lower profit margin, we're still going to be okay. But we can see a path to remaining profitable if we continue to see greater demand.
Kristen Tallheimer-Bingham there, making chocolate at Dean's Sweets in Portland, Maine.